Call in now to 77 Upper Georgia Street, Dunleary, or telephone 803-0174 or 804-545 for more details. And remember, Morris Walsh Carpet's late opening every Thursday and Friday till 9 p.m.
Welcome back to the Lunchtime Special. You know, we have to make apologies to some people who are on the odd occasion, you know, ring us in or maybe drop a line to us and are waiting anxiously for a request. I know the feeling because on the odd occasion I have made a phone call just to find out how long it takes to get a request. And it's most annoying if you're sitting there at the radio waiting after each piece of music for your particular request to come on. So apologies to some ladies who have been listening in, I know, anxiously since 12 o'clock awaiting their request. These ladies work very hard, may I remind you, at the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin. One is Pat Greer. Pat is in the dress circle at the Gaiety. She's there in that bar. If you're ever looking for free gargle, go up and demand it from Pat Greer. Now, I don't know exactly what you want. She wants to go for a walk with a black in a forest somewhere or something like that. That was written down here before me, but I'm sure, Pat Greer, what you really wanted was a piece of music called A Walk in the Black Forest, was it not? You see, they get so confused around here. Also, hello to Madge Wilson, to Maureen Byrne, and to Mary Vickers. They're all the staff down there in the Gaiety Theatre. A very good afternoon to you. And we've got a nice piece of Perry Como music lined up for Pat Greer, Madge Wilson, Maureen Byrne, and Mary Vickers, all, as I said, hard workers and very, very hard workers and dedicated people in the Gaiety Theatre. For you, Perry Como and the Days of Wine and Roses. Como and music called Days of Wine and Roses. Incidentally, we've had some reaction to our book review today. No doubt when you mention abortion at this time, it's such a controversial hot potato that people are going to phone up and make their comments, views and opinions known. We've discussed this before. You may remember we had a debate between the pro-life and anti-amendment people some weeks back, and we did a full program for 2 hours following that debate with your phone calls and comments. And really, I think it would be time-wasting to go through it all over again. It's pretty tedious. I know with the election coming up, it is supposedly an issue, etc., and when we get around to doing some programs concerning the elections, it'll come up there again. But I do feel entering into another debate with a rehash of similar comments that we've had already, both for and against the amendment, is really only going to prove to be boring and dragging the thing out. So we won't take your calls. Some of the calls were saying that Nella Allen was a little bit like Dr. Andrew Rin and was a little bit biased on the subject. I don't think that she read the book and then she made up her opinion on it for herself. And that's the idea of the book, that you read the book. It's seemingly, as Dr. Rin said himself, and as Nella, who is very much an impartial reviewer, said, it's a very good book. Down the line, you read it, you take out of it what you want to take out of it, and then you make your own decision. And that's what Nella was saying today, so I don't see any harm in that. So just having said that, so please, those of you who are ringing through to us, don't, because we don't want to get into that debate all over again. Meanwhile, I would like to remind you that you're listening to Radio Leinster, broadcasting on 406 metres in the medium wave band, that's 738 kilohertz AM, and on VHFM on 93 megahertz, where the Hemel Quartz time is now 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon, Anne Kent here with the Radio Leinster News at 1. The IRA has claimed responsibility for the deaths of the off-duty policeman and a woman in Enniskillen, County Fermanagh, last night. The couple were driving from a leisure centre when a bomb, believed to be planted under the car, went off. An IRA spokesman said he regretted the death of the woman, but warned that civilians who associated with members of the security forces put themselves at risk. Meanwhile, the Church of Ireland Bishop of Clogher, Dr. Gordon McMullen, has condemned the killing of the constable Gary Ewing and Miss Helen Woodhouse in Enniskillen. He called it a brutal murder and that it was the duty of everyone to catch those responsible. The Assistant Chief Constable of the RUC, Mr. Trevor Forbes, described the killings as an appalling act of indiscriminate savagery. Excuse me. At the Old Bailey in London, a former employee of the British Government Secret Communications Headquarters at Cheltenham, Mr. Geoffrey Prime, has been sentenced to 35 years imprisonment under Section 1 of the Official Secret Act. He admitted giving information to an enemy over a 15-year period, with some offences taking place in Berlin, Potsdam and East Germany, Vienna and London. He also pleaded guilty to three charges of indecently assaulting young girls, for which he was sentenced to another 3 years. The Attorney General said it was Geoffrey Prime's sex offences that first came to the attention of the police. Sir Michael Haver said it was clear Prime, who admitted to spy charges, was attracted to girls aged 10 to 15. He used local newspapers to build up a card index system of young girls and it contained over 2,000 entries. But on only three occasions did he manage to get into the victims' homes. When police raided Prime's home, they found a code pad, a document showing how to handle microdots, a paper explaining radio frequencies and a top secret memo. They also found a radio, two tapes and 26 envelopes pre-addressed to the eastern sector of Berlin. The court then went into secret hearing at the request of the Attorney General. The EEC decided yesterday that cheap Christmas butter, selling at around 26 pence a pound cheaper, should be in the shops by early next month. Ireland is expected to get 3,000 tonnes of butter from common market storage and will get an increase in the subsidy for social welfare recipients. The country will benefit by around £3.3 million from the scheme. Reports from Poland say there has been a poor response so far to Solidarity's call for strikes and demonstrations. The underground band Solidarity Trade Union had urged protests today to mark the second anniversary of the union's registration. The Polish authorities have used both stern threats and appeals in an attempt to head off today's demonstrations. The official radio station has reported isolated incidents, but in general it seems work is going on as usual. Pope John Paul is back in the Vatican after his 10-day visit to Spain. He arrived in Rome from Santiago and travelled to the Vatican by helicopter. He made no statement on the visit to Spain, but a spokesman said he was pleased with the way it had gone. Before leaving Santiago last night, he called for European unity and a spiritual revival to eliminate materialism and restore traditional values. He said a united Europe could show the world the way forward. Meanwhile, it has been reported from Madrid that Basque terrorists arrested in France were plotting to kill the Pope during his visit to northern Spain, but there has been no Spanish government comment on the report. And there has still been no comment from authorities in Afghanistan on yesterday's report of a traffic disaster in a tunnel up in the Salang Pass near Kabul, in which over 2,000 people were said to have died. There are suggestions of a mood of anger and resentment in the Afghan capital in response to the authorities' refusal to say exactly what has happened. America's Columbia space shuttle has been given the go for the launch tomorrow on its first commercial mission. It will be the first time one spacecraft has carried four astronauts into orbit. Officials at Cape Canaveral in Florida say the flight will show the business potential of the reusable craft for placing satellites in orbit. And finally, Israel has lifted the ban on the music of Austrian composer Richard Strauss. The melodies of Strauss, who died in 1949, aged 85, are now filling the nation's airwaves. It was imposed about 40 years ago because of the composer's apparent support for Nazi Germany. But Israel's broadcasting authority now says Strauss was not anti-Semitic and in fact used his position in Hitler's Germany to protect Jewish people. The ban on the music of Richard Wagner remains. His operas were said to be idolized by Hitler. And now the weather. Cool and windy with bright spells and showers or longer spells of rain. There is a warning that southwest winds will continue to reach gale force today on all coasts of Ireland and the Irish Sea. Gales will be strong at times on coasts from Loophead to Erishead to Carlingford Lough. This is Anne Kent with the Radio Leinster News and Weather, together with the time at just 6 minutes past one.
And welcome back to Radio Leinster's Lunchtime Special. Yes, you can complain about, yes, another election. I know how it feels, and you can complain about the way the country is running and the economic ruin we're in and the politicians who put us there. But still, when you think of 2,700 people dying in a tunnel and there's yet no official explanation for it from Afghanistan, it does make you think, and at least we're here and well. Be it all that we're heading towards catastrophe ourselves, still, we are here. Meanwhile, as usual, can I give you a rundown of programmes happening for you today on Radio Leinster. At 2 o'clock, it'll be the Irish Hour on Gaeilge Uair. That's 60 minutes of Irish recorded and produced music. 3 o'clock, it's Daphne Mitchell and the Afternoon Affair with you right through until 5. 5 o'clock, Justin James comes along to present the programme Bumper to Bumper. He's with you right through until 7. At 7 o'clock this Wednesday evening, it's music from the movies. Joe Doherty will be in the air chair playing some beautiful music from films from the past, present, and the odd piece of film music from the future as well. And at 9 o'clock, it's DJ Lee and his popular program between 9-11 called The Music Magazine. And at 11 o'clock, to wind things up here on Radio Leinster, 3 hours of lovely, easy listening music with Mike Moran. All that and more happening for you on Radio Leinster. And let's get back to music now. Here's one that I haven't heard for a long, long time. Comes from Tom Jones, one of his livelier numbers. Just didn't get things right. Almost got them right. He was in the right place at the wrong time.
I was in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I did the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I was on the right trip, but I must have used the wrong car. My head was in a bad place, but I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. My head was in a bad place, but I must have had a good time. I've been running, trying to keep hung up in my mind. Just got to give myself a good talking to this guy. Every little old brain needs some surgery. I got to cure my insecurity. I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time. I've been in the right place, but I must have used the wrong song. I've been in the right vein, but it must have been the wrong song. To get on out of here. I've been in the right place,
That's Tom Jones and a piece of music called Right Place, Wrong Time. That's where we're taking a short break. Back in just a moment.
They drink it everywhere, man. Whatever you've been doing, man. Up in the air or out of water. And it's a lager they all order. They drink it everywhere.
Famous lager at a fair price. That's the Tennent's promise, and Dublin pint drinkers are enjoying it to the full, called Tennent's in Town, a quality draft lager that costs no more than ales or stout and a lot less than other lagers. A great new deal for pint drinkers, a real first from Tennent. Look for the big T on tap and try it. It makes a welcome and enjoyable change.
Your property is your biggest investment and your greatest asset. Make property decisions with the new Irish Property News, Ireland's first exclusive property paper. Get the Irish Property News for prices, finance, investments, what's selling, where and for what. Objective and independent. The Irish Property News.
Out every Thursday.
From Masterglaze comes the revolutionary Thermalclad system. Thermalclad has all the advantages of normal aluminium windows and doors, but with one important difference. Inside, the Thermalclad window has a brilliant white thermoplastic frame, acting as a thermal barrier, cutting condensation, cutting heat loss. Masterglaze offer a complete range in any size for any window or door. Masterglaze Limited, Pi Complex Dundrum. Phone 984411. The Masterglaze Thermalclad system brings out-of-this-world technology to your own home.
Welcome back to Radio Leinster's Lunchtime Special. Incidentally, I would like to remind you about special offers from Masterglaze at the moment for this month of November and December. If you want to avail of these special offers, you can give a tinkle to that number, 984411, for further details. 984411. With us now is Bobby O'Grady of the Bilali Youth Band. You've heard about this band on a number of occasions on the programme, because I think, Bobby, you will forgive me for saying this, but we've taken you under the wing, as it were.
Yes, thank you very much, Gavin. Yes,
and we realise the good work that you're doing in the area, so we're only too delighted to help you out. Now, you're going through the arduous task of trying to raise money at the moment, sponsorship, etc.
Yes, that's the problem at the moment, Gavin, to try and get some funds in to get the instruments.
Well, what advances have you done so far? What's your campaign this time?
Well, the target, the smallest amount of money we need, Gavin, for this year anyway, to get the band going, it's not a lot of money, I suppose, really, you know, it's £1,000 to £1,200, and we need to buy a bass drum, and we basically, our idea is to get a drum corps going this year, and like yourselves helping us out with the publicity, the Priory Band in Tala has actually taken us under their wing, and they're advising us as we go along. You know, we're amateurs and they're professionals. Professionals as regards to being in the music business and the marching band. So we're going along, they're advising us, and we're trying to push what they tell us into practice. And they suggested this year was a drum corps, and we've got to get out there and get the money for it if we want the band to continue on.
Now, I think everybody's well aware that the Bilali Youth Band is, you know, young people in a band with, of course, everything voluntary. They're all between 7 and 12. And you've been doing great stuff and, you know, been received well by not only people in this area, but throughout the city of Dublin. So to get it going then, how's the finance been going for you? Because I'm always sort of sympathetic for anybody who's trying to collect money these days. It's a difficult job.
In actual fact, I was surprised myself, Gavin, as you've mentioned, the finance there as regards to the difficult job. I got a great start now, to be honest with you. It's a venture into a different world you're going in, especially during the recession, trying to get money from people. It's not easy. And we try to make it clear that any small amount of money, no matter how small it is, it's a help to us. And there's no such thing as like expecting big things from people. If people want to really, and they have a few bob and they really want to give us a dig out, we appreciate it. But for instance, now I went to Andrew Coleman now, at the garden centre, the chemist there in Sandyford. And he without any hassle whatsoever, when he discovered what we're doing, Andrew has been involved with the young people for years in the athletic sphere, and he decided, no problem at all, he donated a bass drum. That's a great start as far as we're concerned. £150 gets us really moving. I went to Sandyford House there on Miles Walsh. Miles, who I've known for years, Miles has been tremendous. Miles is donating a marching drum for us, and that gives us a great... I've got little bits and pieces of money here and there, which we'll be announcing through Panorama and through your own station, at a later stage. But it's very heartening, actually. I haven't been chased away from any bits yet, but I'm still waiting for it to happen.
So the response has been pretty good. Now, if people, as always, so we keep reminding them, if people do want to get involved, or if they do want to give you a little bit of support or help you out in your endeavour, what's the phone number, or how do they contact you, Bobby?
My phone number, Gavin, is 986363, and I'm in Ballally Close, and what we really would appreciate is if people would, that were interested at all, from any side of the city. Now, we're not just confining this to Ballally. We call the Ballally Youth Band, but in actual fact, Ballally is a very big parish. It covers Moreen, and it covers Wedgwood, and there's quite a few estates there. And we've also, in our parades, we've actually, paraded in Old Town, for instance, the far side of the city, Article. We paraded their little dancers in there in the Community Games Parade last year. And what we'd like to really get across to people is, we are just trying to bring bands back to the young people. And as you mentioned there, like, the kids are 7 to 12 years of age. This year we're going on to try and hold the kids at 12, like the senior kids. It's very, very hard work, Gavin. Just make no mistake about it, one or two people couldn't do it on their own to keep a band going. We have a great team, thank God. What we really want now is if people would come to us with donations rather than we having to go out after them. Now that's asking for an awful lot, because it's very, very time consuming, and we can't stand still. We need to get this money badly, and if people at any side of the city, in any area, can come up with either, an instrument to have, any donation, how small or how big it is, we'd be delighted no matter how small the donation is. And what we really would like is people to rally behind us. And incidentally, we're doing this because of our love for the young people and our love to bring bands back. If people on any side of the city even had the slightest thought of ever chancing their arm and starting up a children's band someplace, we'll be only too delighted to at least give them advice and show them how it goes, because there's a lot of hassle for us. We made a lot of mistakes, and our progress has been slowed up at certain times, because like when you're just going into the unknown, it's a lot of hard work. But we've now learned an awful lot, and that's why now we're at a great stage, and we'd hate to think that the band couldn't progress. The only thing that'll stop us now is money.
Well, I see as well that in your lovely little leaflet or programme that is circulating to various people, in search of the sponsorship, you have, if people want to, send cheques to you, they can be made payable to the Ballally Youth Band or sent to your account at Allied Irish Bank, Main Street, Dundrum, Dublin 14. So it's all there waiting for people to respond.
It's all there, Gavin, and as you said, the lovely little leaflet, that's another part of the plunge. All those lovely leaflets, they cost us well over £100 to get them printed. And also, we say we went in debt to get our instruments. We had to take the plunge, £1,200. We had to guarantee, the music, shops. We had to guarantee them with our own guarantor. We had to guarantee the money ourselves. So, like, if we don't find the money for those instruments somewhere, we've got to pay up ourselves. But we have faith in the people around, and we know that they will help us out. And we feel that if the future progress of the band really depends on the. This is the plan now for 1983, to get this £1,200 debt paid, and we hope by the spring that we'll have a fabulous band out there. But our future plans will depend on how this goes. And so far, as I say, thanks to Andy Coleman down there in Sandyford, and another gentleman, Miles Walsh, in Sandyford House, it's very heartening, and we just hope for the best.
Well, we wish you all the best. You'll be keeping in touch with us anyway, so we'll be keeping an eye open or an ear open for what's happening as regards your sponsorship drive. All the best to you, Bobby. Thank you for dropping in to have a quick word with us. And
Thank you very much, Gavin. The phone
number, once again, I remind them, is 986363 if they want to get in touch for further details.
By the way, Gavin, we rehearse on Thursday afternoon. It's much easier for some people to remember. We actually rehearse in St. Olaf's School in Ballally. So if people at any time of the day or any time of the week or night, something dawns and they'd like to do something for Ballally and they can't remember who to get in contact, they contact Mrs. Cannon, the principal in St. Olaf's School. She's with us all the way there.
Okay, well, running in the background there, we're crashing it. There's a little bit of Fury Brothers music. I'll dedicate this to all in the band. Thank you once again, Bobby.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Bye.
And rest for a while, need the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you are only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. I hope you died well and I hope you died clean. A young Willie McBride, who was it slow and obscene? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound to that march as he lowered you down? And did the band play the last waltz and chorus? Did the pipe play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and forever behind the glass frame, in an old photograph torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in the brown leather frame? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did I sound the dead march as he lowered you down? Did the band play the last waltz and chorus? And did the pipe play the flowers of the forest? Now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in the graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To a man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did he sound the death march as he lowered you down? And did the band play the last waltz and chorus? Did the pipe play the flowers of the forest? A young Willie McBride, I can't help wonder why. Do those that lie here know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end war? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as he lowered you down? Did the band play the last waltz and chorus? Did the pipe play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as he lowered you down? Did the band play the last waltz and chorus? And did the pipe play the flowers of the forest?
Greenfields of France from the Fury Brothers and Davy Arthur. That's where we're taking a short commercial break. We'll be back in just a moment to stay with us on your lunchtime special.
From France has come a new watch, Hermer. Hermer, a watch that not only gives tremendous accuracy, but combines this with beautiful styling. Beautiful styling and accuracy both spell out Hermer. The prices are lower than you think. They start around £17 with a no-quibble guarantee with every watch. Look for Hermer. You will be well rewarded. Hermer watches are available at the following stores: Arnott's Henry Street, Topaz Jewelers Dundrum, and Merrion Row.
At Super Mike of Clonsilla, telephone 211-286, we have a really comprehensive range of products to satisfy your needs. Hardware, plumbing, timber, garden tools, roofing, and sheeting. At Super Mike, we have super bargains. Cement blocks at £35 per 100. Also available, sills, lintels, bricks, sand, gravel, and mortar. At Super Mike, we've got insulation at £15.99 per roll. 1 and 2 inch polystyrene also available. At Super Mike, you can use our super hire facilities. At Super Mike, we're open Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. with late opening on Thursday and Friday till 9 p.m. Put your home care in our hands at Super Mike of Clonsilla, telephone 211-286. Super Mike, for super service.
681-777, that's the number to dial for service and car rental. That's second to none. Murray's Europe Car, rent a car for car rental anywhere in Ireland or the world. Branches throughout Ireland. Murray's Europe Car, remember the number, 681-777.
We've told you before about the superb value in floor coverings available at Morris Walsh Carpets Dunleary. But now we have news of something extra special. Morris Walsh and Curra Carpets have combined to mount a special Curra Carpets Fortnight at our Dunleary showrooms so that you can see for yourself the new Shearling and Woolcomber ranges. Their colours are new and luxurious. They have a new 80% wool mix for longer life and extra durability. Avail of Morris Walsh's usual keener than city prices, which include free expert fitting and felting within a 15-mile radius by our first-class fitters. This promotion must finish on November 13th, so call in now to 77 Upper Georgia Street, Dunleary, or telephone 803-0174 or 804-545 for more details. And remember, Morris Walsh Carpets late opening every Thursday and Friday till 9 p.m.
That's me getting annoyed. I'm hopeless. I really am terribly hopeless when it comes to pieces of paper, etc., and so on. Because yesterday evening at a press reception, I met two people who I promised faithfully I would play a request for on the programme today. Now, I remember the two people in question because, well, I met them, but they asked me to play a request for a few people. One was Phyllis. Phyllis, I haven't forgotten you, but the piece of paper has gone astray. And the other, of course, is Andy Byrne. Now, Andy Byrne, I think, if memory serves me right, comes from Rahini. Am I right? Yes, you do, Andrew. And Phyllis, oh, it's slipping my memory. Phyllis, who is a huge and monstrous fan of Gordon Somerville. She comes from, where is it? I have it written down on a piece of paper somewhere. But anyway, Phyllis, you were telling me that you're celebrating your 29th wedding anniversary, I think, this weekend. So you wanted us to say hello to you and to the hubby and wish both of you many more years of happiness and hope that the next 29 are as good as the first 29. And to you, Andy, well, I've asked to say hello to the missus and to all your family and friends around Dublin. So a very good afternoon to you both. I will still be searching up and down and inside out all around for the particular request, etc. But unfortunately, it's been mislaid because I am one of these highly disorganized people. But anyway, Andy Byrne and Phyllis, I'm thinking of you and looking forward to meeting you again. And hopefully I'll come across the said piece of paper. Another request here is for Liz Jones in Finglas. Liz, a very good afternoon to you. And it comes from your daughter, Eva. Thanks for all the nice things she bought for her yesterday. Ah, isn't that lovely? See, people do think of you. And you see, you go out and you do something nice for them, Liz Jones, and they remember you. The gift, Gavin, to Tinka, and I pass the little message on. Liz, thank you very much. For my friends Phyllis and Andy, and for Liz from daughter Eva, here's a little bit of Dean Martin.
People used to come. call me Nobody Baby up until I met you. People used to call me Nobody Baby. I was feeling so blue. When you came along, my life was a song. I thought that my lonely would end. Then you went away and left me to stay, and I'm nobody's baby again. Nobody's baby again. I could keep missing you more and more. Nobody's baby again. You're the one I've been living for. People used to call me Nobody's baby till they saw me with you. Walking in a daydream, hoping that maybe all my dreams would come true. I planned every move and I tried hard to prove that even a loser can win. If I don't have a knack, my lonely is back, and I'm nobody's baby again. Nobody's baby again. I keep missing you more and more. Nobody's baby again. You're the one I've been living for. I planned every move and I try hard to prove that even a loser can win. But I don't have the knack. My lonely is back, and I'm nobody's baby again. Nobody's baby. Nobody's baby. Nobody's baby.
That's music from Dean Martin, dedicated especially to Phyllis and Andy, to Liz Jones, and to all others who are Dean Martin fans. No doubt you like that one. A chap I just cannot, for some unknown reason, take. Although I like his style, but any fella who, you know, sings while his mouth is closed and makes money out of it, I have to admire him. I admire him for his hard neck and getting away with it. I don't admire the talent, but I do doubt the sanity of some of the people who go fanatical over him. This idea, you know, it leaves me mesmerized of the way it happens. But anyway, you like it, and that's, I'm not going to argue with it. If you like it, that's it. It's up to you. Now, listen, just one thing. A number of people, and I know it has happened on this program as well, so I just want to check it out. There have been, you know, we did a program on Monday about Radio Leinster, and some of the things that actually didn't come on there, and just as well for our sake, because we were caught with our trousers down. Could I use that term? Yeah. There was a few people who won competitions in recent weeks, and some, let me say, dare I say it, recent months, and they didn't get their prizes, etc. Now, they phoned the radio station here, and they didn't get much satisfaction out of that either. And it wasn't so long ago in this program that one or two people went into shops and they didn't get proper service, etc. And we were giving out about that. So we're sort of caught in the act ourselves here. Now, I had two calls today from people who obviously feel they have been done by in that they entered a competition, won it, and then nothing happened. And now there are many genuine, honest, and sincere excuses to be offered from our end. Alas, they are only excuses. So if you do feel any grievance in this particular area, would you kindly give us a tinkle, please? And I'll try and sort it out. Now, I can't say anything more than that, if it's impossible, but I will at least, according to some of you, you phoned in and no attention was paid to whatever your particular complaint was. So I will try and sort it out for you. I can only give you my personal undertaking and try and sort it out. We have ways and means, as the fellow says, of trying to get something done for you. But we will try anyway, which is the best I can do. But I know a number of people there. When I say a number, at least I've had two or three people onto it since our program on Monday saying that they won competitions. Now, I know there is still one lady in Belmont Avenue who is awaiting a £10 cheque. I know that myself, but I've been following it up myself as well, but that's the only one that I'm aware of on this program, but on other programs there was a few as well. So listen, if that is the situation, give us a tinkle, and we will try and sort it out with the management. Now, let's get back to music. Not often, I'm just waiting, is that call through yet? No, they want us to take another piece of music. Okay, we're going to have a listen now to Gene Stewart, one of Ireland's best, and here he is with a song called Keep It Country.
Keep it country from now on. There's nothing like a country song. Listen to me and you'll agree. To always keep it country just like me. You can have your rock and roll and all that heavy stuff. I don't dig the kind of thing you see. Just a simple melody with simple words to match. That's all it takes to satisfy me. Keep it country from now on. There's nothing like a country song. Listen to me and you'll agree. To always keep it country just like me. I like the kind of songs that come from the heart, and an artist to perform them from his soul. Sad words you will hear to make the teardrops start are happy ones to make the good times roll. Keep it country from now on. There's nothing like a country song. Listen to me and you'll agree. To always keep it country just like me. Keep it country from now on. There's nothing like a country song. Country just like me. Keep it country from now on.